You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell, guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, now let's get into the show.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Curtis Linton on the line, and he's CEO over at Curious School. Curtis, welcome to the show.
Thank you much for having me on. I'm thrilled to be here.
All right, so excited to get into today's topic. So we will be talking about the difference between diversity, equity, and inclusion, also known as DEI. And maybe just to get us kicked off, tell us a little bit more about Curious School.
Well, so the background of Curious School, I've had 20 years working in education, and I just to tell you a bit about myself, you know, I'm a straight white guy who grew up in suburban Salt Lake City, Utah. So, you know, not exactly your typical person who you think would be trying to work in DEI. But through those years, what was fascinating for me was I discovered that difference is reality. And so when we talk about DEI, you know, diversity, and I'm going to switch it around, diversity, inclusion, and equity. I ask people to first and foremost just accept diversity is our reality. You know, we can't actually work on diversity. Diversity is just our modern reality. It is here, and that's that. Inclusion is about creating a safe space for everyone to show up in the room. But when we come to equity, well, equity is really the work of changing the policies, the procedures, the practices, so that everybody can have an equal opportunity when they get into that room. And so it's really diversity, inclusion, equity. You know, and I also call equity, it's the operationalization of equality. We all want an equal world, but if it's unequal, we've got to operationalize equality. And so coming as a straight white guy through this, just assuming that, you know, I was particularly good at school, and discovering later that it wasn't so much that I was good at school, it's that all my teachers, staff, everyone else, I was set up to succeed. I was like them in almost every single way. Both my parents were educators. You know, failure would have been the surprise with me. Success was never the surprise. And so the system was set up for me to succeed. And so as I came to recognize that, and, you know, that's a bit of a troubling realization to have to admit that I might not be as good and as smart as I originally thought I was. Well, what that starts to show is that, you know, tradition, the way business and school and institutions and all the rest have worked over time, we're really organized for people more like me rather than this reality diversity that we all live in. And then this was also accelerated when my wife and I, my wife Melody is white as well, we adopted two black children. And so suddenly I find myself as a white father of black children living in today's world. And that was the moment for me when I realized that the system is not set up for everyone to succeed. And so for me, why do I do this work? I do this work because when, you know, if diversity is our reality and inclusion is creating that safety, well, we've really got to be working on equity so that I'm not the only one set up to succeed at the end of the day, so that my two amazing children have every opportunity for, you know, for success that I always took for granted.
Hmm. Well, what a story, number one. And that being said, so now to, obviously you live this day in and day out. So that being said, like, what caused you to start Curious School?
So over a period of about 15 years, I filmed in over 2,000 schools around the U.S. Mm-hmm. So I took a documentary crew with me.
Wow, 2,000? That's a lot. That's a lot of school. That's a lot of man hours. Wow.
It is.
2,000 of anything is significant.
Yeah. But it was such a fascinating journey over that time, you know, and so all of it was focused on, well, what's actually working? And it started to become more and more apparent that certain schools were figuring out with all kids and other schools were not. You know, and so this was all while also being an entrepreneur, while being an owner in a company called School Improvement Network, where over time we ended up serving over 1 million educators, you know, with professional development based upon this filming that we were doing. And so I'm both working in the education world, but I'm also working in the business world, you know, I building up a fast growing company, you know, seeing how the politics of business, you know, the C-suite and all the rest work, both for the benefit of some and not always for the benefit of others. You know, so it's living that reality in the business world and the education world, and then by extension within our own family. And along this, you know, about this time, my wife and I started a small foundation called the Domino Foundation, where we were taking this knowledge of what schools were doing to connect with all kids, and we started sharing it with parents, transracial adoption parents, just like us. And so it really was looking at that personal, professional, and institutional side of the work. You know, who am I as I walk through the world every day? You know, it's like I want to believe I'm a good person, but do my actions follow? You know, in terms of the work I do, the professional side, you know, personal, professional. You know, the work I do, does the work I do matter? You know, I might claim I have a mission. You know, the title of your podcast, Mission Matters, right? It absolutely matters. But does my work actually support that mission that I'm claiming to profess? You know, and it extends into the institutional. And so the reason why when I do these equity 101 sessions with leaders, you know, we're talking about equity. Remember, equity being the operationalization of equality, looking at the policies, procedures, and practices that we need to change so that our organization works for everyone. You know, I can believe that I'm a really good person. I can put forth my effort every single day to be loving, caring, accepting of diversity and all the rest. But the reality is I'm only as good as the weakest person in my institution. And so I take leaders through this process of let's look at the personal side. Let's look at the professional side. But let's also look at the institutional side. And the reason why we do that is people often mask their efforts on the institutional side by the fact that they're a good, dedicated, loving person. And honestly, no matter how loving and caring and accepting someone may be, if the institution is weak, it's not going to serve people in the way it needs to serve them.
Mm. So what kind of trends are you noticing in the DEI space that are interesting to you? Because obviously as this matures and, you know, as people become more educated, like there is change happening, but what kind of trends or what kind of things are you noticing from your vantage point? Because you've been working in the space for a really long time since I don't even know if it was called DEI back when you started.
No.
Really think hard. That's a newer thing. What kind of things are you noticing?
Well, I love that you jumped at that. You know, no, it was not called DEI at that time. I mean, you know, I go back and we would spend the first half of the day just trying to define what race was, just that alone. You know, we're past that. The vocabulary is now, it's evident in the conversations. I mean, I heard President Biden use the term equity in the speech he gave to Congress a couple weeks ago. And it was not about equity in a house, and it was not about owning an equity. It was about equity as I've just described it. And so the language has now entered our lexicon. people are aware that this is an issue. People are more honest with it. I mean, to get real with you, people will bring up issues such as privilege. I mean, some of these really tough topics that we have to get to in order to truly build an equitable organization. And so I think that's the biggest shift that I've seen, is that people are aware that this is real, that we need to work on it. As I said earlier, diversity is just our reality, and there's far more acceptance of that than there ever has been before. There's also tension around it. And I think the tension has become more acute. I think the tension is actually a trend. And why is the tension a trend? It's because the need for change is so obviously evident. I no longer have to convince people of the need for change. I need to work with them on how they actually do the change. And change creates tension. You know, how many times have you talked about that, with various guests or along that theme in your podcast? Change truly creates tension. But change is also the true opportunity. And so I'm actually, we live in interesting times to say the least, but honestly, I'm really encouraged. The trend is pointing towards real change that will really benefit, the reality of the people, the reality of the diversity of the world we live in.
Wow. Well said. So Curtis, first off, this has been great. But if somebody is watching this or listening to this and they want to learn more about Curious School or your Equity 101 program that you're doing, or one of the programs, what's the best way for people to connect with you and your team?
So best is either follow Curious School on Facebook. You can also link up with me, Curtis Linton, on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a great place to reach out to me. You can learn more about these programs. Also, CuriousSchool.org. But I want to put an invite out here. So I'm actually launching a really fun program with Equity 101. And it's an Equity 101 Lunch and Learn. And what this is it's a cross-sector monthly session where we'll be discussing equity. We'll be going through the definitions and the application, really the application of equity, but it's over lunch. And so one of my other business ventures, Curious Table, we actually craft really beautiful food that we ship to people. And so the goal with this is that we will ship all Equity 101 participants a lunch. They get it, they warm it up, they're able to do it from their home or office, and then they come on to a really vibrant, engaged learning community, once a month. And the reason why I want to do this, what COVID has shifted so much, right? I've actually discovered that professional learning communities built on Zoom, when well managed, are actually more impactful than everybody having to drop they do and travel to a location and spend the whole day there. We can learn more and learn more as a community in these 90-minute sessions, sharing the lunch. Another time we can get into all the brain research around when you include food in learning, it actually activates the brain and secures the learning in our memory. Food is real powerful tool in learning. It's just a whole fun way we've constructed this. But the goal with these Equity 101 Lunch and Learns is that people are coming to it. They're engaging with people from different sectors, educators, healthcare, social services, business leaders, learning from each other every single month, so that collectively we can become effective leaders of equity in whatever organization we lead. And you can learn about that at CuriousSchool.org.
Fantastic. Well, Curtis, again, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great work that you're doing over at Curious School. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you learned a lot. If you did, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. We definitely want you to be a return listener or viewer. And Curtis, thanks again for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks a ton. Bye.